from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel program. I'm glad that you're tuning in and I hope that you'll stay with us for the next 15 minutes and hear God's precious word to your heart today. Can I take just a moment to encourage our listeners to write? I know that some of you have taken the time to put pen to paper and drop us a line, and we are grateful to you for that, but there may be others that are listening in, and you're listening in on a regular basis, but as yet you haven't written to tell us that you're hearing the program. We'd be glad to receive a letter from you, so I trust that this week you will make a point of writing us just a brief note to say that you're receiving the broadcast. May I turn your attention for a moment before we hear God's word to Psalm 86 and verse 7. I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Those were the words of the psalmist David. He had such a confidence in his heart that he could say, I will call upon thee, that is, upon the Lord. And he had the assurance that the Lord would answer him. The Lord will answer prayer, but we must really mean what we say when we pray as His children. We must pray for something that's definite. We must pray in accordance with His will, as that will is revealed to us in all of His promises and the precepts of His word. We've got to pray in submission to the will of God, and indeed desire in our hearts that that which we pray for, the Lord will bless us with. Our motives have to be pure. Otherwise, we will be asking for those things that we might consume them upon our lusts. We've got to pray with importunity and perseverance, and we must offer all our prayers in the name of the Lord Jesus. If we regard iniquity in our hearts, then the Lord will not hear us. Let's pray in faith, believing that God is, and that He is the rewarder of all them that diligently seek Him. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing with his series in the Gospel of Mark.
Hello to all who have joined us for our morning Bible study. Each one of you is very welcome to our program. Perhaps we have someone listening in for the first time. Well, let me assure you that you're very welcome indeed. Now let's have some music. It's the Emmanuel Singers from Garva, and they're singing I Know Who Holds Tomorrow.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't follow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I walk beside Him, for He knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every bird is getting lighter, every cloud is silver light. For the sun is always shining, that no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many things
But the one who faces sorrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that is my portion may be through the flame or blood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things avoid tomorrow, I don't seem to understand, but I know the most tomorrow, and I know he holds my hand. But I know the most tomorrow, and I know
that was the Emmanuel Singers from Garva. Now we're turning to the Word of God. Verse 7 of Mark chapter 6 is where we're going to read. I do hope you have your Bible in your hand and you have it open at that portion. Follow, please, as we read it together. And he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no script, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. And they said unto them, In whatsoever place ye enter into an house, there abide till ye depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when ye depart from thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. God will bless this reading from his word to all of our hearts. We began to look at this portion, and we noted how that the Lord Jesus Christ alone is the one who can send forth ministers. Man cannot make a minister. Colleges cannot make a minister. Churches cannot make a minister. They may send out a man and call him a minister, but only those who have been called by the Lord Jesus Christ and sent forth with his authority and in his name can call themselves ministers. And now we come to another portion of this instructive section of the chapter. I want to think for a little while upon how the Savior taught his disciples what their reaction should be to those who rejected his word. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you. Verse 11. Sadly, this is a world in which many reject the word of God. They refuse to hear, to listen to the message of salvation. They reject God, and therefore they will give no heed to his word or respect to his servants. This world of darkness is in darkness because of its rejection of God's truth. I hope that speaking to you as I am today by way of the radio, you do not fall into this class of men and women. I hope that you are not a rejecter of God's word, but that rather you give heed to it, for it is the word of the living God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall never pass away. The word that men reject is the word that they will face on the great day of judgment. It does no good to simply turn our back upon truth. That will not affect or alter the fulfilling of all the promises that God sets forth in his word. Men will come face to face with God and will be brought into submission to his truth. You will see here that it is a serious matter to reject God's word. And God's servants were required to indicate to their hearers who would reject this message that it was a serious matter to do so. Verse 11, And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you, when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. You see, what they were teaching the people was that since they had rejected the word of God, God would reject them. And as the preacher went forth and shook the very dust of their city from off his feet, it was a solemn illustration of how God would utterly reject them. Aye, even the very dust of their city would be rejected by God on the day of judgment. You cannot lightly turn away from God's truth. You must not think for one moment that you can ignore it and get away with it. You will see also that the Savior said it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for a city that rejects the preaching of the gospel. Never did Sodom hear such clear and plain a message as that which is preached today in a gospel meeting. And it is for that reason that those who reject the gospel today will be held to be more wicked and more evil and more culpable than those who were in Sodom and Gomorrah. It's a most serious matter then, and preachers ought to underscore, even as the apostles were required to underscore, the sin of rejecting Christ. We see the message that the apostles had to preach, and it is to be noted that there is a direct link between the message they were required to preach by the Savior and the response that they were to make to those who rejected their message. For we are told in the verse 12 that they went out and they preached that men should repent. Now you know that repentance simply means to turn from sin, to turn your back upon it, to turn as far away from it as it is possible to turn and start going in the opposite direction. And if those who heard the message of repentance did not turn, then the apostles were to turn their back on them and leave them, brushing off the very dust of their city. If you do not repent of your sin, then believe me, dear listener, God will turn from you and reject you. It's as simple and as plain as that. We are told furthermore that the apostles cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. What a benefit they were to those who listened to the word of God. Praise God, the gospel does bless men in body and in soul. May the Lord bless his truth to your heart. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.